This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In North Dakota, ladies and gentlemen, that's where we're at today on What's On Your Mind, one of our brand new top 10 towns. We've been here before, but it joins the roster of top 10 towns on the program. I've said it before, I'll say it again. North Dakota is not Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, or Grand Forks. In fact, those communities are made up of folks largely from somewhere else in North Dakota. And that's why I love going to Top 10 Towns. That's the beauty of the Top 10. I love conversations with people who say, I'm from Linton, I'm from Oaks, you know, I'm from all the great little communities. Kildare, I mean, and we love getting calls from towns we've not even heard of before. Wait a minute, where's that at? You know, that's something we like to celebrate here on What's On Your Mind, and try and do that and have that community conversation every day with folks not only from North Dakota, but small town Minnesota, where I'm a product of. Todd, we can't call you a small town boy because you're kind of a Twin Cities boy, but you're a Minnesota boy. So we don't diss Minnesota. We don't diss South Dakota, Montana, Canada, where all those crazy liberals are moving. Canada's,
I was going to say, we question some of the taxation going on in Minnesota, but...
Yeah, true. And I don't know how many people now have said if Trump wins, they're moving to California, moving to Canada. But as far as I'm concerned, you know, that's not necessarily a bad thing. I think that that's another reason to vote for Trump, to tell you the truth, based on the list I've seen. But anyway, we'll talk about that a little later on in the program. We're glad to be in Carrington today. We are coming to you live and direct from Central Steel Building and Construction. Mike Thompson is the owner and general manager. And our host today, so he'll be here a couple times throughout the program, tell us what they're doing here. Carrington Chamber, the CDC, the Visitors Bureau, Central City Auto Auction, and they got a big auction coming up soon. They're going to tell us about it. They'll be here. Central City Grain, Dakota Growers, Pasta, and Arrowwood Prairie Co-op are top 10 town sponsors here in Carrington, North Dakota today. So we thank them for that very much. Here's a question I have. That's a serious one I want you to ponder that we're going to talk about a good chunk of the program today and anything else on your mind, but one that's on mine. We've spent a little time anticipating today in the sense that the meeting is happening between Donald Trump, the presumptive Republican nominee, and Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House. And I don't even know if it's wrapped up yet, but it's underway in Washington, D.C. as we speak. It's the Republican National Committee. Ryan Spreeve is holding this. And this was a product of Paul Ryan being asked shortly after it was obvious that Donald Trump was going to be the nominee. Are you endorsing him? And he said, I'm not ready yet. And that caused a bit of a firestorm, and then this meeting ultimately was scheduled. I think it was just last week. Anyway, we have spent a lot of time on this program understanding where people were coming at from different positions, and even did a couple of straw polls. We did one with Congressman Kevin Cramer. We had thousands of votes and found out that Donald Trump was the pick, but there was, all kinds of candidates mentioned in that particular race. We did that New York trip last December where we had some of our faithful listeners together. We did a little straw poll there. Ted Cruz, the big winner there, okay? But, you know, for a time, Ben Carson was the pick of our audience early on in this race. So I was a Marco Rubio person before that, a Scott Walker person, and then they dropped out. So we've all sort of had loyalties. I want to talk to folks who have not been Trump people from the get-go, but rather were strongly in these other camps, because I think there's nothing more fun than just a, you know, good old-fashioned North Dakota common sense conversation. Can you bring yourself to say, well, he might not have been my first, second, or third pick, he's going to be the nominee, and I want him to win. I'm going to vote for him, and I want him to win. Are you there? Because this is the conversation that's going on. And then when you answer that question today on the program, I'll tell you whether I think Trump can win. I'll use North Dakota as sort of a, read the tea leaves kind of thing on this, because I think that has to happen And, you know, for some people it's going to take a few weeks. For some people it's going to take a few months. Fine, whatever. But that, you know, what Donald Trump and Paul Ryan are doing today in Washington, D.C. has to happen at kitchen tables in the Northern Plains and all across the USA. And it's not easy. Everybody's going to come at it a little bit differently. I want to sort of understand where you're at in that. So I guess I'm mostly interested in hearing from folks that are not rah-rah Trump, but more, hey, I was somewhere else, and I've come to him now, and here's why, or here's what I need to come his way. Just want to just get inside your mind a little bit today. So would you share that? 800-228-0550 is the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 701-258-0550. And you can also text Todd, 701-226-8503. But the phone number for you to call is nice and easy at 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline today on What's on Your Mind live from Carrington. And in Carrington, right along Highway 200 at Central Steel Building and Construction. Mike Thompson, the owner and manager, is here. Mike, thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, good morning.
How are you?
I'm real fine.
Well, good. Now, before we talk about all the wonderful things you sell right here, if I was to go down to the Prairie Inn or the Chieftain today, what are people concerned about here? What's the hot topic locally? What are people visiting about?
Well, I don't know what order to go in, but getting the crops in the ground, rain or lack of, and prices, of course.
Prices have been one for a while, right?
Yeah. Correct.
What's the prevailing wisdom on prices? Just got to wait this out all in due time?
Yeah, I think so, because a lot of their bins are full of corn yet and stuff. So there's been some moving of the soybean price and stuff. That's been helpful, but I think most of that last year's crop has been moved out already.
Tell me a little bit about agriculture in and around Carrington.
Very diverse. Few cattle, not a lot of livestock anymore. But over the last 10, 15 years, been a lot of increase in corn acres and soybean acres. But we still have our wheat and durum in the area, too, and barley.
Now, you sell a lot of things. For a lot of folks, Shivers Dealer of the Year. So folks that need grain dryers know you for Shivers, right?
Correct.
GSI, all the grain handling, up and down, every possible thing in the chain there. You got them with the GSI equipment.
Yep, dryers, handling equipment, and everything. Yep.
And I see some Country Clipper mowers here.
Yep.
Is that a good mower?
Yeah. People seem to like it. The joystick operation and the tilt deck for cleaning it and sharpening blades and so forth.
That's new. You're doing welding equipment?
Yep. Gases, everything, the rods and tips and so forth.
I see a little of the Ritchie brand over here, too, so you got the water for the livestock.
Yep.
Market.
Yep. For the cattle we have around here and stuff, people need the water for the livestock.
The website is grainstuff.com, grainstuff.com. We'll be talking to Mike more about some things happening here and some things they have going, and check out that website in the meantime, or give them a call over here. How do folks reach you?
Just by, well, the website, all of our numbers are on there, thegrainstuff.com, and email csbac@dactel.com, and phone number 652-2886.
652-2886. Jotting that down. All right, Mike, chat with you later. Thank you very much. Thanks for having us. We're going to meet some more folks from Carrington as we go throughout the day as well. We're going to start with Craig here. Craig is in Fort something or another. Fort, where are you, Craig?
Forbes.
You're in Forbes. Okay, great. Forbes, yeah. I know. Forbes, I know. What's on your mind today?
Well, I'm just calling in response to your question about Trump. And, you know, I am a Cruz supporter, but if Trump gets the nomination, I'll definitely support him. And I guess I read a article this morning that kind of defines the way I feel. Some senator or congressman, and I don't remember his name, said, you know, I can't guarantee that Trump is going to vote the way that I want him to, or not vote, but support the policies that I want him to, but I know that Hillary is not going to. And that kind of defines the way I feel. So, you know, I really don't feel that if you're a conservative, you don't have a choice but to support Trump.
You really don't, unless you're on some long-term plan. right? And I don't know that we have. I don't know that we have a long term. In other words, if we say, okay, let's go find the perfect candidate to run as a third party candidate, we know it's going to be an uphill battle. Probably we'll elect Hillary, but guess what? We'll have made a statement. We'll have made a statement while the country burns, right? I mean, that's my worry. I don't think we have much time.
No, that's exactly right. Yeah, I'm afraid, you know, people that I talk to, my conservative friends that I talk to, we're afraid that we may have lost the battle already, but we need to do what will help now. And I think that's why I have to support Trump.
That's interesting. So the quote from the congressman that you're talking about is to say, I don't know that Trump's going to be everything I want her to be, but I know she's not going to be anything I want to be. Something
right,
along that line. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, and I wish I could remember who that was this morning, but I don't. But
you read it or you heard it?
I read it on Fox News. If I get a chance, I'll go online and try and find it. And
yeah, we'll try and track down too. Hey, Craig, thanks for calling. Great to hear from Forbes. It's exactly what I'm talking about. I care a lot more about what they think in Forbes than Bismarck or D.C. for that matter.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Need a great delivery vehicle? You've got to call Gordy Brewstead at Valley Imports and have him tell you about the Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans.
You sit up a lot higher, and your field of vision is huge. One of the things is being able to stand up in the back end of the van, where a lot of people are on their hands and knees bent over, and now they can actually stand up. And the technology that they're putting into the Sprinters now is second to none.
Gordy, you started out selling cars in Devil's Lake, and now you're still selling to people in Devil's Lake.
Well, there's going to be more and more and more cars, the imports all over the country. And there's a few in Devil's Lake. I have sold to some of my former customers up there. Yes, you're right.
How do you try to give your customers a great service experience?
Before we even sell them a car, we'll go back and take them through our service department and show them, when they bring the car in for service, what to expect.
Visit Gordy and all the great people at Valley Imports in Fargo, just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue, or call them at 800-676-7667 or valleyimports.com.
There's an epidemic in North Dakota that killed 1,000 people last year. People we knew and loved. It cost North Dakota over $326 million for health care. It affects the young, the old, everyone. It's smoking-related disease, and it's a big problem. It's costing us all more every year. To find out more, visit BreatheND.com. Tobacco is still a problem. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
In Carrington, North Dakota today for our Top 10 Town broadcast. Coming to you live from Central Steel Building and Construction, your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, GSI grain handling equipment. They also offer livestock water, welding supplies, variety of gears, pulleys, the bulk bolts, nuts. Bottom line, you call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage material handling and grain drying needs. They're online at grainstuff.com. You'll find the full lineup there. Grainstuff.com. You can call them at 701-652-2886. Check out these Country Clipper mowers, too. They're pretty cool. We're going to chat with Lori Dietz from the Chamber a little later on. We're going to talk with the owners of Central City Auto Auction about what they have coming up. The mayor will be here and lots more. So lots of folks checking in about what's happening in Carrington. In the meantime, let's talk. 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. Let's go out to Valley City. And by the way, I wasn't dissing Bismarck as in our listeners in Bismarck, as in the residents of Bismarck. I was sort of dissing Bismarck in the sense of like Bismarck, like Washington, D.C. is the, you know, power hub, if you will, of our government nationally. Bismarck is that to the state. And I would add a much better run than anything Washington, D.C. has ever done for the most part. But there's still that sort of Politburo-like, you know, we'll tell you how to think mentality that comes out of the political class in Bismarck. I don't like it. I don't like it. I'm they attempt to influence me daily, and I don't, you know, succumb to it because I am accountable to you. And the second I succumb to it, you'll sniff it out in a heartbeat. And I know that. So I don't, it doesn't matter to me. But the point is, they do that to a lot of people. They do that to influence a lot of issues. And I'm sincerely less interested in what they think and more about what you think. The guy in Forbes being a fine example, and this next caller from Valley City, and the one after that in Jamestown, same thing. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Close-circuit conversation today amongst folks who were not Trump supporters that now have to decide what to do. Where you're at on this whole unity thing is my question here for you today. And if you've already got there, fine. Just tell us how you got there, as that last caller did, or if you can't get there, I want to hear that too. Just kind of curious. Gene in Valley City, give me a cow. I want a cow. I got to hear a cow, or this conversation will not continue.
Well, the cows aren't going to bellow right now. They've all got their mouths full.
They only bellow when they're wanting you to, you know, pony up.
They can't go.
The chow, huh?
No, I just got them shut up.
Darn it, anyway. You fed them, in other words.
Steve Hallstrom, when he closed out his program, he quoted the millions of dollars that the country had gone in debt as his Need to Know show was on. And I don't know the millions of dollars that Steve referred to. I can't remember. I didn't catch that.
Yeah, I could get it. Okay. We should tell listeners on the other three stations that we're on that the person you're referring to does, like Phil Parker does a show, you know, on KFIRE every day, the PMS show. Steve does the Need to Know Morning show on AM 1100, the phone. So I'm just telling folks. But I can get that number.
I think he said, I just think you need to know, or something to that effect. Okay, the other day, Trump was talking about the national debt, and he said, we're not going to default on the national debt. Just so you know, he's saying, you know, we're just going to print more money. Okay, how much more money do we need to print before it is absolutely counterfeit? It already is counterfeit because it's backed up by nothing.
Yeah, no, I want
to
know.
How much more do we need to print before we have nothing but counterfeit money?
No, you raise a very good point. I don't think, I hope that's not a serious answer from Donald Trump on an actual solution, right?
I'd like to hear a serious answer from Donald Trump. How could you tell which one was which?
Yeah,
I'm not there yet, Scott. And I hear this every morning. You talk about kitchen table discussions. The missus tells me she's threatening me with Hillary, if you know what I mean. I gotta go. Bye, Scott. Thank you.
All right, Gene. Not sure I understood all of that, but when the cows bellow, you gotta do what you gotta do. Didn't have time to probe any further. Let him go probe some cows. But in other words, when he's saying that his with the missus, she's threatening with Hillary. Do you think he means that his wife might vote for Hillary? Is that what you guys got out of that?
Ouch.
Yeah. No.
Or just not vote at all or whatever.
Here's the thing. If you are going to take Donald Trump's, I'm going to call them reality show moments, you know, when there's something that where he's obviously shooting from the hip as rock solid policy of what he's going to do, you're never going to get to a Trump. You know, in other words, I go back to what the other caller said. I know where Hillary takes this country. I know. We know. It's black and white clear. And it's gotten, by the way, worse for her because of Bernie Sanders. In other words,
she's coming to North Dakota.
She's moved left. Yeah, by the way, Bill Clinton coming now, and now Bernie Sanders adding another stop in Bismarck. So a Fargo and a Bismarck stop for Bernie and a Fargo stop for Bill Clinton, all stumping for the June primary for the Democrats. Anyway, I'll leave that conversation with Gene alone for now, and we'll get to others here. Brian in Jamestown, Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Go.
Hey, good morning, Scott. I'm going to travel out to Valley City this afternoon and go hang out with Gene. He seems like a pretty smart guy. You know, for ever since the first debate, all we've been told is Trump is the guy. I'm not buying it, and I'm not sold. And the fact that people are coming up with these excuses, like, you know, Trump's not a politician, I'm going to call bull crap on that. And here's why. All these casinos and hotels that he built, guaranteed he didn't get public approval for those. He definitely had to lobby to get approval for some of that stuff. You know, and if you're telling us that we need to not take everything that he says for its face value, that's called saying one thing and doing another. How is that any different than any other politician we've had to deal with ever since the beginning of our political system?
Let me explain what I mean by that. First of all, I'm not saying don't take everything he's saying at face value. I'm saying there clearly are some things we can point to, and I can't think of a laundry list off my top of my head, but if I took 15 minutes, I could find some. Tops among them would be this one that I saw somewhere but didn't actually get the context of and understand what he meant when he said print more money. Because, you know, if he's saying we'll never go bust because we can just print more money, that is just a fundamental misunderstanding of how the economy works. And I don't think he's there. I think Donald Trump's further along than that. So I take that as what I would call a reality show flipping moment, okay? But I'm not, and here's why I give him a pass, if you will, on some of those dumb things that he's saying. I honestly believe that Donald Trump, not having been a politician, not rehearsing everything that's going to say, not knowing what the questions are and what your answers are going to be, like 99% of politicians do, gets himself in some measure of trouble with that. But I don't think he's the kind of guy that's going to go, well, because I said that, by golly, we'll just print more money and everything will be fine. I think he has enough smart people around him to say, by the way, that was probably one of the top 10 dumbest things you ever said, and here's why it doesn't work, and it gets deep six. So there's a little bit of trust in that. I'll give you that. But that's what I'm not saying. Just whatever he says, just dismiss it and trust him. I'm not saying that, so just want to make that clear. More of your point when we continue. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Walking into a Petrosrib USA location is like walking into mom's kitchen after she's been baking. The smell of those cookies, the fresh baked buns. How about a piping hot pizza right out of the oven? Come on into a Petrosrib USA location near you and take advantage of this deal. A hot stuff personal pan pizza, a 20-ounce drink of your choice, and two of those fresh baked cookies. Four items, $4. All day, every day at Petrosrib USA. Lots of other great deals too, including giant seeds, North Dakota made, $1.39. Hershey king-size candy bars, $1.09. Big 24-pack of Ice Mountain Water, yours for $3.07. That's a great deal. Jack Link's jumbo steaks, $1.79. And how about this? Deli Express, mega Italian, mega hickory smoked turkey, cheese, mega smoked ham and cheese, the mega oven roasted turkey and cheese, your choice, $2.99. At Petrosrib USA, helping America fuel better.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Back in Carrington, North Dakota, live and on location today at Central Steel Building and Construction. We have one of your biggest fans here, Todd. Believe it or not, I'll have to have you play a little Name That Voice a little later on in the program. It's going to happen, coming up. Yeah. Brought to you in part today by Central City Auto Auction. Lauren and Renee are going to be here talking about the classic car auction that's coming up on May 21st. Everybody, welcome. You don't need a dealer license, no registration fee, and you save big, big money on retail. So it's a good deal. Central City Grain, a proud member of the Pheasant and Co-op Association, bringing you ag news you can use. Dakota Gore's Pasta, time-proven consistency, joining world-class service at Dakota Gore's Pasta, your source for premium pasta. We thank our fine sponsors, just a few of them right there, bringing you our special broadcast today. All right, so back to Brian at Jamestown. So I just wanted to address no, I wasn't trying to say, you know, there's an excuse for everything. But I do think it's fair to say that somebody who's not been a politician before, which I consider refreshing, is not exactly going to come at this the way politicians do. But what did you mean by that? Wait a minute. Holy buckets. Do you understand? You know, all those are going to be understandable follow-ups. I'm not saying don't hold them accountable to what they said. This money question, a prime example. And we're going to forward the clip to Congressman Kramer, who is one of a handful of endorsers right now in Congress, and say, what did he mean here? Can you get some answers here? We want to know. But anyway, Brian, rest of your point. Go ahead.
Well, I just kind of wanted to point out, and I'm biased on this. I'm not a Trump supporter. I'm still not. I'm conservative, but I can't stand the man. And the reason where he's at today is because he's a media darling. He has not missed one opportunity to go out. And, I mean, you give the guy credit. He knows how to play the system. He knows how to get the attention to get the vote. But really what I'm sick of right now is this fire sale on Trump. Nobody ever makes a split decision that's the best they could possibly make. And after all of these debates, after all the primaries, where is the proof that Donald Trump is going to be any different than Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama? Now, okay, screw everything he said.
Should we go down the list? Stephen Moore, who I consider to be the most conservative economist in all of Washington, D.C., says his tax plan is the best of all 17. All right? The best on getting the economy going. You think Hillary Clinton's going to do that? Absolutely not. Build the wall. You think Hillary Clinton's going to build the wall? So there's two issues that and I would argue big issues, where they're going to be very, very different. How about the idea that our veterans and our military deserve better treatment than they're getting? He's been rock solid on that. So I see big differences between him and Hillary. Where do you see the similarities?
But because he says a couple of good things does not overshadow the fact that after all of these primaries, people still have no clue what this guy stands for, and he hasn't made any of that clear. He is pandering, and he is telling you what you want to hear. That is not who Donald Trump is, and I wholeheartedly believe that. I was in the Rubio camp with you, man. That would have been a much better decision, and to me, politically, that guy had way more smarts than what he knew what to do with. But because he's got little hands and he sweats a lot, we're not going to vote for him. Come on, this is reality TV, and I'm not going to buy that. Mickey Mouse is getting my vote this year.
If you honestly assessed all 17 candidates, there were resumes there that were really impressive. Many of whom had, 8 of 10 traits they needed to ultimately be commander-in-chief. We had a good roster. Now, you're right, Donald Trump gets a lot of TV attention, but ultimately, the Republican Party faithful, the voters in the Republican primary, some of whom obviously were, independents or Democrats attracted to Trump, but not enough to make a huge difference in a lot of these places. The majority Republican vote went for Donald Trump. I mean, you just have to recognize it. I don't put that on the media. I don't put that on small hands of Marco Rubio or anything else other than I think he's the one guy in the race who recognized the anger the American people have about the direction we're going. And I think it's fair to say we're trusting that his record is going to transfer from the business world and what he said about what he'd do on some key issues to the political world. And there is a fair amount of trust there, but I think there's so much distrust of the typical politician, he's given passes other people are not. Now, let me ask you a last question. You sound like no way, no how, never am I getting to the Trump camp. Who then? What do you do in November?
Like I said, it's gonna have to be Mickey Mouse. If this is where our political system has led us to, then I have zero faith in it. And I honestly, get your crystal ball out and tell me that Donald Trump's going to be any different. I don't buy it. I don't believe a word that man says, and I don't believe a word that Hillary Clinton says. Just because I don't support Trump doesn't mean I hate our veterans. You know what I mean? You can't turn that around on people like that. There is a commonsensical way of dealing with this, and it's definitely not Donald Trump. I firmly stand behind that.
All right, Brian, thanks. I think the only thing you have to wrestle with, and anybody that isn't there, and this, look, make a decision on principle and stand by it. I'm not trying to talk you out of that, but I am saying there has to be a recognition of the consequence of saying, you know what, I'm opting out. Opting out is what got Barack Obama first and second term. Opting out is what got, Rick Berg defeated and Heidi Heitkamp, because you look at the amount of Republicans that voted for her or stayed home, right? Same thing on Romney. I mean, it go down the list. So opting out helps Hillary. There's no possible way to say anything other than that. A conservative, a Republican voter saying, I'm mad, I can't do it, I'm staying home, that helps Hillary. What does that say for our country? Want your take on this? Most interested in people who are not in the Trump camp yet, or were not and have now come to be, to just understand that journey for you a little bit today. On the program we call What's On Your Mind. 800-228-0550. Loving the North Dakota perspective on this. Welcoming the Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana and Canadian perspective as well, if you want it. Canada, they're probably rooting for Hillary rooting for Donald because they'll have new residents out of this. You know, there's already
MapleMatch.com is waiting for you now if you're going to flee to Canada and need to get matched up.
Yeah, so they already have a website that said if you're one of the folks that are coming to Canada because you don't like Donald Trump, then you can meet up with other folks of like mind. Yeah, MapleMatch.com. It exists.
You can't the ultimate in capitalism right there.
Exactly right. There are so many bigger issues than the presidential race in Carrington, North Dakota. That's like small ball. Lori Dietz is here. Lori is the executive director of the Carrington Area Chamber of Commerce. How are you?
Well, I'm just fine today. How's Scott?
I'm well. Nice to see you again.
It is good to see you.
I love your welcoming, warm community here.
Thank you. Yeah, we hope we are warm and welcoming. That's our goal and what we strive for. Lots of stuff going on in Carrington this summer.
So you got a busy summer planned.
We do.
And you're rolling out the red carpet. Want to invite a few of our listeners to come in?
We would love to have our listeners come on into Carrington. And let me tell you a little bit about what's going on. I know we've been talking about Hall Watts' big classic auction coming up on the 21st. And I'm kind of a car buff, and that's an awesome, awesome place to take a look at those cars. That same day, May 21st, we're having citywide yard sales, and this has been a great event for Carrington. If you want to get a listing on the citywide yard sales, you can stop by our New Casey's General Store or out to the Carrington Senex C Store right on 281, and they'll have the listings. That'll go from 8 to 4 that day. We're also having Junk and Java's Spring Junk Sale, and hey, has this gotten to be hot and trendy. The Junk and Java's Spring Sale is at 737 First Street South, and you'll check that out. There's lots of neat things, and they have some vendors that'll be there, too. Speaking of vendors, you can stop over to the Armory on the 21st and enjoy the Spring Vendor and Craft Show. That'll be happening over at the Carrington Armory, just one block off Main Street. We're always looking forward to the 4th of July. It's a big day for us here in Carrington. And May 26th, we're going to be raising money for our fireworks fund.
Oh, boy.
Yep. Boom and pop.
How much do you usually raise for fireworks?
Usually around $3,000.
All right. That gets you a good show.
It does. It's a fair show, yes.
So on the 26th, did you say?
Yep. May 26th, we'll be over at Lever's parking lot flipping some burgers and brats, and people can come on out and support the fireworks. It's a free will offering.
Awesome.
So whatever you think that burger and brat is worth with your to bring the fireworks back. We actually had a year or two with no fireworks.
That can't happen.
No, people did not like that.
No.
There was an uprising.
So, fireworks revolt. I love it.
Yep. Yeah. So we had to do something, and we brought back the burger and brat stand, and that's been doing very well. Bring out the whole office or bring your family down. You can eat twice. Noon and supper will be there. So. And then, of course, in June, we're kind of famous, getting famous for our Potholes and Prairie Burning Festival. We've got, oh, I'd say 50, 55 people signed up now, and I'm getting emails all the time about it. So they come out to the prairie and get a chance to go around in a bus or a van or a people mover, depending upon how big that tour gets, and check out our birds. And I know people are like, birds? They're just, you know, they're here. But people from the East Coast, the West Coast, South, we got a lot of interest from Texas this year, see birds that they don't have in their backyard. So it's a great opportunity for tourism in our community, and we thrive on that. This year, I think, is our 14th year. So it's an awesome festival, and that's coming up June 8th to the 12th. And then we'll have a Chamber Annual Golf Day on the 14th. That's a fundraiser for our chamber, and then time for the Foster County Fair. So.
And the fair, where is what's the dates of the fair this year?
This year we're on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, June 22, 23, and 24.
All right. And then don't forget lots of fireworks on the 4th.
Right.
After that big fundraiser on the, May 26th, later this month.
Right.
That's awesome.
It is awesome.
And just give me a sense of the you know, what people are talking about. What's on the minds of folks in Carrington right now?
What's on the minds?
Summertime,
well,
get these events going or what?
Yep. I think people are looking forward to graduation and getting out of school. Making summer plans, and what we're really excited about this spring is we're having a new push. We've have a newly developed garden club, and there's a big push for beautifying Carrington. So watch now, just in the next few weeks, all the neat things that are going to be happening. There's going to be flower baskets along Main Street and part of 281. Our Carrington signs to the north and south are going to have brand new transplants, brand new plants in there. We got rid of the overgrown kind of ugly shrubbery, and we're going to have some new stuff in there. So that's kind of what's on our minds, and we've had such great support and great backing for it.
That's awesome. Make Carrington beautiful.
It is.
Lori, thanks for the update.
You bet.
Thanks for having us. Having a great time here today. Appreciate it.
You bet. And it's good to hear you.
We're at Central Steel Building and Construction. That's Lori Dietz, who is with the Carrington Area Chamber of Commerce, Executive Director there. Back to your calls here on What's on Your Mind. Lucy and Pizek, let's start with you quickly, and then I'll have to hold you over through the break here. What's on your mind?
Okay, I'm talking to Brian, who was really disgusted with Trump. I said, how many people do you know that can build a 200 million, 64-story building before they're 40 years old? That's what he did, and he's done a lot of other interesting things. Maybe this guy should read his book, because for one thing, they have interviewed many, many people that worked for Trump or worked with him or worked for him, and nobody has a bad thing to say about him. They all say what a wonderful guy he is. He loves his country, and he loves to help people. And, I mean, what kind of a guarantee did this guy have that Obama said all the right things before he got elected?
And what did we get there? Lucy, good points. More coming up.
In the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for more than 100 years, with 25 locations across North Dakota, Minnesota, and Arizona. As a full-service financial institution, we're your one-stop shop for all your banking needs, providing all the tools you need to live first. Our newest location is now open in Bismarck. Stop in or visit us online at firstintlbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. We're going to talk a little bit about why you should use a business broker. Now, Art, previously you told us why a property sale is different than a commercial sale, where you need a business broker. Talk about some of the tools that come with that transaction, including the true value of a business and maintaining and factoring that during the sale. How do you do that?
Well, Scott, what we do is we do a process called recasting the business financials. What that does is we look at all of your expenses, because there's two parts of your financials. There's the financials you fill out and send to the IRS for your tax return, and then there's the financials that represent the true value of your business. So we look at your expenses, your operations, and see what things that you're using the business for deductions that could possibly be added back in to increase the value of that company.
Makes sense. Valuations, appraisals for business entities, a bit more complex. You want a business broker. You want a great team like Art and the crew at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Call them 701-347-2727.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
What's on your mind, live from Carrington, North Dakota today? Looking forward to a chat with Mike Thompson here again in a bit. He's the owner and manager of Central Steel Building and Construction. Our location for today, find them online at grainstuff.com, grainstuff.com, or give them a call at 701-652-2886. They've got it all here. They have the GSI grain handling equipment, everything you need, the Shivers grain dryers. They have the welding equipment and gases, the Ritchie livestock water equipment, the Country Clipper mowers. Got it all. Grainstuff.com or call them at 701-652-2886. on What's on Your Mind. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at the Northwest Landowners Association as well. Hard to believe, but if you look at the calendar, it won't be long, and the legislative session will be here. And if you are a landowner, you want a voice at the legislative sessions. You want a voice at industrial committee meetings. You want a voice in, you know, the offices of the Ag Department, Department of Mineral Resources. In fact, if you're a member of the Northwest Landowners Association, you get access to email updates and information that other folks don't get, exclusive things. Same thing with premium information on the Oil and Gas Division website. It's $100 a year. It's really, really ridiculously cheap. Go to northwestlandowners.com. Well, the website's nwlandowners.com to learn more about Northwest Landowners. If you are a landowner in North Dakota, consider joining this great group. The cost is small, the benefit large, and they are a reasonable group. They have a seat at the table for you. nwlandowners.com, one of our fine sponsors here on What's on Your Mind. Okay, let's get back to the calls. Trump mania today. Let's see who is next here. I think we're going to Stanley. Brandon, North Dakota. Stanley, you're up on the, or no, Stanley, North Dakota. Brandon's the
this
name.
This is Brandon.
There you go. Hi.
I just want to say that I wasn't a Trump supporter, and I wasn't, and Cruz wasn't my first choice either. And I might lose you, actually, because I'm dipping down in White Earth Bay right now. But I just want to say it's either between Trump or Benghazi Betty, and she's got the blood of four honorable Americans on her hands. And she's not just bad for her country, but she's an enemy of the state, and she ought to be prosecuted. Not be a president.
And you know, if I was a Rubio guy before that, a Walker guy. I liked Ben Carson a lot. All right, I had different different points of the race. They were my. I wanted them. Wanted them over Trump or anybody else in the race. Thought they'd be the best person for the job. But to now say I wanted them and I don't like Trump. I hate Trump. Don't like Trump. And therefore I'm going to do none of the above. What I've done is said I'm going to vote for Hillary. And to your point, Brandon, what that brings is kind of scary, isn't it? Is for me. Appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Let's see here who is next. Bismarck, Larry, you're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, I wanted to comment about these people that are calling in that are thinking they're not even going to vote for anybody because they don't like Trump. Well, we have to, again, we've got another election where we're not going to vote for the most desirable candidate, but vote against the least desirable candidate. And really, the least desirable candidate is obviously Hillary Clinton. So if you're not going to vote at all, you are going to support her by not voting. So you got to get out and vote for Trump just to prevent Hillary from getting into office.
No, that's an interesting way of looking at it. You know, that doesn't say I like everything Trump stands for, but I gotta realize that I'm gonna vote against the least desirable. I mean, think about North Dakota on this one issue related to Hillary Clinton as president. She's running on talking about coal miners losing their jobs, coal mines being shut down. She's talking about banning, oil production on federal land. She's talking about fracking bans, right? She's trying to get the left. Just take that one issue alone. Look what the last 2 years has done to North Dakota's economy from the price of oil dropping, year and a half, 2 years on that price coming down, right? Look where we find ourselves. We're addicted to oil money in North Dakota. Sorry, that's the cold, hard fact. It's built a lot of roads and schools and highways and paid for a lot of the programs. Bottom line, it funnels the sales tax to cities. It pumps a lot of money in, okay? When the price drops, ouch. Well, guess what? You don't think the price is going to drop with her energy policy? How in the world you can sit this one out is beyond me. And I'm not trying to lecture anybody. I'm just trying to understand how anybody could do that because I think it's dangerous. Karen in South Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning, Scott. You know, I was devastated as anybody when Ted Cruz didn't get any traction. But I remember when Mitt Romney was running against Obama, and a lot of people, especially Christians, couldn't vote for Romney because he was a Mormon. And so they stayed home. So who did we get? We got Obama, who I believe is a Muslim. I'm going to hold my nose and vote for Trump. And, I don't like him very much either. But when I look at the whole picture, he's got
Ben Carson as an advisor, that's encouraging to me. At least we have a chance with Trump, a chance that perhaps he'll support a Scalia-type justice to the Supreme Court. We've got a little hope with Trump. With Hillary, we have no hope. So I think a no vote or staying home and protesting, actually having a temper tantrum, is a vote for Hillary Clinton. And you're not proving anything by staying home. You're just actually having a temper tantrum.
Where in South Dakota are you calling from, Karen?
The northeastern part.
Give me a town.
Near Forbes.
Near Forbes. That's the second call today from Forbes. I love that. So there's a little Forbes common sense. How about that? That's good stuff. I appreciate it very much. Well said. Ben Carson was very influential in my moving from, you know, I can live with Trump to, hey, there's something there. So appreciate that very much.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks for listening. Say the words Todd Mitchell, will you?
Todd, where you at? Todd Mitchell.
We'll see if you can guess who that was coming up.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
For 30 years, the North Dakota Family Alliance has been the leading voice for traditional family values and religious freedom right here in North Dakota. Hi, I'm Tom Fryer with the Family Alliance. While the entertainment industry, the mainstream media, and many of the loudest voices in society seek to erode the legacy of strong families, the Family Alliance believes strong, healthy, natural families are our best hope for a better future in government, in education, in churches, and in all areas of life. Will you join us? For more information, go to ndfa.org.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include machinery auctions in Starkweather and Anamoose, North Dakota, and in Yulin, Minnesota, featuring early and late model equipment, harvest equipment, tractors and trucks, and Pfeiffer's land auctions in McKenzie, Dunn, McLean, and Mercer counties in North Dakota. For detailed information on these equipment, land auctions, and many more land listings, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.